Abosai, good evening, Abosai, good evening. I'm humbled by the amount of Balabatim who took the challenge to take this. I'm really inspired by Choshev Balabatim taking this a step further. It's really inspiring. In or out, Rabosai. Tzitzis, in or out. In, out, out, in or out, Rabosai. In or out. We'll be learning that shortly. The program this week, Rabbi Isai, we shall be learning the continuation of Siman Ches, which we'll be discussing the halachas of if we wear a few talesim, few tzitzis, you're wearing them, not only Reb Chaim Pinchas, Zichrono Livracha scenario, but our scenario as well, when you've got a talis cotton and talis gadol, how does it work with regards to brachas? We'll be discussing that, not tonight, but we'll be discussing that this week, and we'll be mitshem getting towards the end of the week, towards Siman Tes, which we'll be discussing about the material of the beged and the tzitzis. That will be towards the end of the week, Yemei Hashem. But tonight, we'll be addressing the very important shaila about the tzitzis being in or out. Tzitzis in or out, Rabbi Yisai. And we'll see what the Mishnah Berurah says about that, and other poskim as well. Okay. Seif Yud Aleph and Siman Ches, page 28, second line. Eka mitzvahs talis cotton. The Eka mitzvah of the talis cotton, lolov shoy to wear it al begodov, on one's clothes. Why? Kedei, in order, shetomid yireyu, it should be seen at all times, v'yis koirin, you should remember ha mitzvahs. So Shulchan Aruch is quite explicit about the need of having the talis cotton, at the very least, the talis cotton, to be wearing on top of your clothes that I know that tzitzis should be seen. This, of course, is talking about styles of clothing that we don't necessarily wear nowadays anymore. Talking about the actual baget being on top. The baget, what Shulchan Aruch is referring to, is the baget of the talis cotton, which is, it's just, what it really means is that it shouldn't be on your body, and it should be al begodov, that the tzitzis, the talis cotton should be al begodov, it shouldn't be, it doesn't necessarily mean that the baget should be on top of it. Or we know the chassidim, a makbid, to have the talis cotton on top of the shirts, or other yidin as well. Chazanish was also makbid. That's not what he's referring to over here necessarily. It just means that it shouldn't be the lowest level of it should be, it shouldn't be literally on the body, touching the body. He does, however, say that the reason for that is kedei dashetomed yireyu v'yizker ha-mitzvos. So you know, the reason why you should have it is that it shouldn't be covered. You know that tzitzis should be seen at all times v'yizker ha-mitzvos. So let us see what the Mishnah Berurah says about that. And as we're going to be seeing Sif Cotton Chovei and Sif Cotton Chavov, we will afterwards address what happens nowadays, because we're going to see that it's a little bit different than it works nowadays. Yeah?
So how come people wear vest tzitzis?
That is a very good question. The vest tzitzis, we shall be addressing them, but not tonight. We'll be addressing them when we speak about the other halachas. Okay, we're first going to see Sif Cotton Chovei and Chavov, and then we'll be addressing what about nowadays. Okay, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Cotton Chovei, Al Begodu, Ubaksovim Isa, in the Sforim, it's written, the Talis Cotton, Tachas Begodov, that's exactly what I explained now, Talis Cotton can be underneath your clothes. That's not contradicting the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch just says that it shouldn't be literally on your body. And the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, that's true, that's the Shulchan Aruch's types of garments, but it shouldn't be, it doesn't necessarily mean underneath all of it. Because of Magen Avraham, the alcohol ponim tzorich shia tzitzis mevuchotz. Magen Avraham says, at the very least, it should be the actual tzitzis should be outside. V'loike inach, and unlike those people, shetoich v'n oisom ba'akanfes. So what this is referring to, so I heard, that the way it works was as follows. Not like, if I can just show this as an example, the kanfas of previous tzitzis, and I understand it was only with a tzitz like that, with talis cotton like that, I don't know about talis gadol, but there were these kanfas, the corners. Those corners, they were nowadays, they are beautifully sewn in beautifully, but apparently in previous generations, you could have the tzitzis, there was this second layer was also existing, but you could put the tzitzis, you could like stick it in. into the corner. So when Mishnah Berurah says you could stick it in the corner, he's referring to that. Nowadays you can't do it. Don't think you can nowadays. But what Mishnah Berurah is referring to is that you could, at the very least, put them into the canvas, but don't let them loose. I'm going to explain that in a minute. But that's the metzias that he's talking about. But the people who walk amongst the goyim, they can't be yoytzen in that way. We call mokim nevertheless. Bishas habrocha, when you're making the brocha, you megunah, it should be open, it should be revealed. Kidei hiluch dalet ames, for the length of dalet ames. I'm going to continue with sefkot and chavav, and then we'll be going back to sefkot and chavhei. About nowadays. Sefkot and chavhei, says the Mishnah, yireu, it should be seen. Kamoi diksev, as it says in the posuk, ureisem oisoy uschartem. You should see them. Should see it. Uzchartem shall remember. So obviously, tzitzis makes us remember the Ribbono Shel Olam. The ois anu anoshim, and those people, hamesimim atzitzis b'michnosayim shelohem, those people who put the tzitzis literally inside the trousers, and we'll address exactly what that means. Loi dai, not only shemalim imeneyem, that they close their eyes, memai deksiv, from what it says in the posuk, risim uzchartem, not only that they ignore explicit pasuk. Oit adishli mevazin hein es mitzvah Hashem day. Don't take seriously the mitzvah of Hashem is barach. Vasidim hein the future litanes or din al zeh. They will have to give judgment for that. Umar she oim reim and that they say she holchem ben anochim. That those people say them to go amongst the goyim. Lozayo died. This for this itself would have been sufficient. Shosima tzitzis b'zoich haknaf. For this would have been sufficient. They put it inside the corner. Inside the corner. Why do they have to put it literally in the trousers? I'm going to explain that. And if they would have had a present, a gift from a king, and on that gift, there would have been engraved the name of the king, boy, how there would have been a jewelry for them, how important, how precious this item would have been. Before people told me at all times, they'd have been so proud of it. Surely, this is a sign of our connection to Hashem, as we're going to explain at the later stage in Simon Chavdale. How respectful it is for a person to have them outside. Somebody's careful mitzvah tzitzis. He should see that he will see the pnei hashchina. He see the ribbono shel olam. And it's also explicit in the svarim that Yehudim sheisharu la'ez ketzim mitzvonim b'mitzvah zu. Kmo yedeksiv uvar asor anoshim mikol shonis agoyim v'echziku beknaf ish Yehudi. That we are distinguished by having the tzitzis v'omu chazal al zeh. And the chachomim say on this, kol azoy b'mitzvah tzitzis, anybody who is careful mitzvah tzitzis, zoichem, somebody is careful mitzvah tzitzis, he's going to be zoicha to have many avodim in Olam HaEmes. Okay, let's just recap a little bit what he's saying, and afterwards we'll be trying to address this nowadays in our contemporary world. The Mishnah Berurah starts off saying that there's actually three levels, says the Mishnah Berurah. There's one, they are the people who put them besoich hamichnasayim, what he calls besoich hamichnasayim, meaning literally into the trousers, literally stuffed in. That, Mishnah Berurah says, asidim litenes hadin. They'll have to give justice for that. This is very wrong. He said, that's unacceptable. Then he says, the people who put it besoich hakanfas, the ones who put it into the corners. He says, that, people go amongst goyim, that's acceptable, that's in order, says the Mishnah Berurah. And then he says, ideally, if one can, it's a gewaltige Sache, and he's very much in favor of having the tzitzis outside. These are the three levels. So the ideally, you should put them outside, if you're going amongst goyim, and if it's necessary, you put them besoich hakanfas. But unacceptable and very wrong is if you put it besoich hamichnasayim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. What does that mean nowadays? In the way we live and the way we walk and with the tzitzis that we have got. What does that mean? Yes. Pockets of the trousers. That would be probably a bit better, Monsieur Hakan. Because Monsieur Hakan, you won't see anything from the outside.
No, but if you don't see, you have a jacket or something.
You won't see much. Right. Well, if you can't see because of the jacket, that's not a problem. Because it's still visible at when you do some movements. At the very least, at the person can say when you sit down. So I'll tell you what I heard years ago. And I think that's the consensus of the poskim. Nowadays, what we don't have those kanfas. We don't have those kanfas. So what would be the equivalent nowadays for doing that? What's the equivalent? What do you think? I mean, what would be the equivalent? Because what he says, a bizuya mitzvah, let's just try to identify the other. What does he mean? What is the bizuya mitzvah? What is the bizuya mitzvah? Why is there a difference between having it in the kanfas and not in the B'soich HaMichnasayim? What is the difference?
One's directly on the body.
Very good. Absolutely. So the way the Mefarshim and the Poskim understand this Mishneh Berurah, the Bizui is because it's touching your body. When you've got the tzitzis, to touch your body, that's not right. So what would be that's not right. That is the lowest level, is if it's touching your body, that's no good. So what would be the equivalent nowadays?
Over your vest, but under your shirt.
That's right. So I heard years ago, from Rabbi Levi Zichron Livracha, he actually felt that in some societies it's not good to wear the tzitzit outside. He felt, how the goyim are, very much depending on the kind of society of goyim, he said that often it's better not to. But he said that the equivalent of a soicha kanfas is nowadays if you put it in as just make sure it doesn't touch your skin. You wrap it in your shirt type of thing. You put it in a way, you wrap it in your shirt, and you put it like that in your trousers, just ensuring the point being, ensuring it doesn't touch your body. That is the point. That is the equivalent of Besoich HaKanfas. Yeah.
Given that the mitzvah of
tzitzit
is tolerant, you're actually wearing a beggar with other kanfas in the first place.
Correct.
Was it better not to wear tzitzis and not be mivazah the tzitzis by wearing them in your trousers? Or is it better to wear the tzitzis and be mivazah them in your trousers?
It's a very interesting question, that. It's a very interesting question. L'chayra, we'll see that there's a very big inyan to wear tzitzis. Bein Adrischa, the Gemara Menoche says, a person will get, in the positive way, may I say, will get great reward for a person who puts himself in a situation that he's going to fulfill mitzvah tzitzis. You're quite right. If a person doesn't wear a garment that has four corners, he's not obligated to wear tzitzis. But the fact that you're wearing such kind of garment and you're fulfilling mitzvah tzitzis is a very, very, you get a very great reward. The fact that you put it besoich kanfas, or its equivalent nowadays, that's the way you have to do amongst goyim. So surely that's the right way of doing things. Yeah? So that is the Rabbi said, what do you think about this? Do you think that is a acceptable mahalach in the Mishneh Berurah, Rabbi said? So again, so the three levels would be to put it literally inside, that's no good. To put it besoich hakanfas, which is equivalent nowadays, is to wrap it up in your shirt, that is fine if you live amongst goyim. If you work in a company amongst goyim and it's awkward and it's strange, that's called aylich ben goyim. Shulchan also very much mentions that if one works amongst goyim, that's one sometimes one has to do that. But ideally, if it's possible, one should have the tzitzis mibachutz. What? Boy, so what do you think about this? Does that? Yeah. Yes, it's probably got to do with that. It probably has to do with that. There is an additional point which the Mishneh Berurah doesn't really mention so much. But the Sifrei HaKabbalah, and that's by the Sfadim, many Sfadish Rabbanim go with that Mahalach. In Sifrei HaKabbalah, it seems to be, not that I've got any knowledge in it, but the Poskim quote the Sifrei HaKabbalah that says this actually should be inside to make things a bit more complex. So there are many Sfadish Poskim who dafke say that the tzitzis should be mibifneim. Why? I don't know. And how that works? It's certainly against the words of Shulchan Aruch. So you have to know if you've got machlokes between Sifrei HaKabbalah and Shulchan Aruch, how to pasken. Which the Mishneh Berurah paskens via Akonin Teres Anigla. But there are Poskim, and it's very true, many Sfadish Poskim who go according to the Kisvei Ari, they say that the tzitzis should be inside. So if you're mentioning some rabbonim, maybe that's the approach they're taking. Yeah.
Christopher discusses walking amongst goyim. Is there any difference between walking amongst secular yidden and how they would react?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know. Good point. What do you think about Isai? What am I? Even more aggressive. Even more aggressive. It could be. I don't know the answer. Interestingly, I saw that other poskim earlier achronim, they don't use the expression of hoylech ben akum. They use the expression hoylech ben asorim, which means literally princes. But what it means really is more important people. It seems to be that if you're amongst goyim, which are very poor goyim, it seemed that it wasn't such an issue. You know, what they would wear would be anyway look a bit. But if you're amongst important people, then it would be looking very awkward, and therefore. But the Mishneh Berurah very much says that one should treasure the mitzvah, and if possible at all, one should wear the tzitzis outside. Yes.
What happens with Rabban Chassidim, and then they have a lecture, and won't anyway see it?
Very good. That's a very good question. It doesn't have to be Chassidim. A frak also sometimes doesn't. It's not. So the answer to that is, it's an important question. It's a very important question. The answer is that if there is. First of all, there are tzitzis that cater for those malbushim. Very, very long tzitzis. That's point number one. Point number two is that it doesn't have to be visible at all times. If one can be, by doing some movements, such as sitting or by walking, they can be visible. That's sufficient. It doesn't have to be visible at all times. Yeah? Okay, yeah. Yeah. Say that again, I didn't hear you.
Correct.
Correct. That's correct. Yeah. So that is that. I do want to point out. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One last question. Is that why there's many not to sleep in tzitzis, because of touching skin?
No, that's not why. We'll get to that. There's another reason altogether. We'll get to that mention maybe this week's then. I just want to point something out, which you sometimes see, and I think it's just the lack of. If one does wear the tzitzis outside, where should they be? How should one do it? Because the reason why I'm asking is because you sometimes see people who wear tzitzis, you know, they put them two together, two on one side and two on the other side, two very straight. So that is lechoira, is not ideal, because we learned in previous. We learned in previous Shulchan Aruch said that the tzitzis should be two mibifnim, two in the front and two in the back. The tzitzis should be two, and it should be like a square, as it were. No, it should be two in the front and two in the back. And therefore, if you're having two, I'm not expressing myself very clearly. Can somebody?
Two in the front on the left and two.
Exactly. Right. Two in the front, two in the front, one right, left, and then the back, right and left, as opposed to having just two. Gatherings of the front and back, and front and back, yeah.
It's still going to be two in the front and two at the back. You can play together.
Yeah. You're right. But there's still an Indian that's how they should be seen. Yeah, there's still an Indian that's how they should be seen. There's still an Indian. It doesn't have to be a distance of... but there's still an Indian that it should be seen like that. Yeah. A little gap is fine, as long as it... Yeah. Yeah. It's just an Indian. It's not. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Could be. It's true. Yeah. Could be. What's that? I don't know about that. Yeah. Okay, this is the Shulchan Aruch with regards to tzitzis. Okay, continue the Shulchan Aruch in Tzif Yud Beis. Im yesh loy kama bgodim shel arba kanfas. If a person has got a few clothes, few garments, shel arba kanfas, which are four corners, the aloch is kolam chayovim betzitzis. They are all chay betzitzis. Mishneh Berurah says, it's actually a Gemara. Mishneh Berurah says in Sif Koton Chav Zayin, Roitze loyma, im loyv shom kulam. Point number one, Mishneh Berurah says that there is a halacha that if you wear them all, if you wear numerous garments, all of them are chay of betzitzis, if they've got four corners. You don't, by just having one pair of tzitzis, You don't patter the rest of them. If you're wearing a few, all of them need tzitzis. But if they are just in a box, in a cupboard, in a drawer, then they don't need tzitzis. The kaimelon tzitzis chovas gavra. This is a Gemara because we pasken that tzitzis chovas gavra v'loy chovas mona. The obligation to putting on tzitzis is not on a person. It's not the starting point. Is not the person. The starting point is the garment. So if you have got a full garment, you'll need to put on tzitzis on that. That's the halacha. So every cloth that we wear, which has four corners, will need to have tzitzis.
Only when you wear it.
That's right. That means if you don't wear it, there's actually no obligation to have tzitzis. This is not going into the discussion that you are addressing as to whether a person should put himself into that obligation. It's not referring to that. Yeah. Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch as follows: Im lav shom kulam beloy hefsek. If a person wore several tzitzis beloy hefsek without interruption, vayodai toy metchelo al kulam. And his intention was to wear all of them. Lo yevorech, he should only make a bracha, shlo yevorech elo bracha, he should only make one bracha. So if you put a few tzitzis on, you make one bracha, and you put them all on. First pair, second pair, third, etc. You can put one bracha, you can put a few on. V'imafsik b'neim, but if you make a hefsek, if you make an interruption, tzorich levorech al kol achas v'achas, you'll need to make a few brachas on each of them you put on. You're fulfilling a mitzvah by each of them, and you'll need to make a brach on each of them. But who are then similarly? Imoy lo yoy bedaito mitchil al kolam. If your intention wasn't to wear all of them, al kolam hayav kemafsik benem. That's also considered an interruption. If your intention wasn't to wear all of them, you just suddenly decided I'm going to put more tzitzis on. Then you'd have to make an additional bracha. V'chein similarly in pasha derishin kodim shalav hashasheni. If you took it off before you put the second one on, so echlach so you'll have to go over levarich and make a new bracha. So again, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you put numerous tzitzis on, you'll need to make a bracha on each of them. There is two conditions, however, Shulchan Aruch. Condition number one is no hefsek. If you're making hefsek, you'll need to make a new bracha. And condition number two is that you must have intention initially to have them all put on. If you don't have intention, you'll have to make a new bracha. And the Rama says by taking it off, actually, either way, you'll have to make a new bracha. We'll address this in greater detail in Mitzvah tomorrow. Just to finish up, because I mentioned Reb Chaim Pinchas, so the Moedig thought about Reb Chaim Pinchas that I wanted to share with you. Reb Chaim Pinchas, we all know, was wearing numerous tzitzis. We all know that he was wearing a lot of tzitzis. And it was a mystery for all those that when he was young, we all know the picture of Reb Chaim Pinchas when he was young, Zichron Livach, he couldn't count. He was somebody, and eventually when he got very old, then reached, do you know any figures? How many? 100, it was kilos and kilos. We all think as Reb Chaim Pinchas in our mind, we think about he was quite big, but he wasn't. It was just the amount of tzitz that he wore, it's a mystery. Why was Reb Chaim Pinchas wearing so many tzitzis? So yes, of course, the simple understanding is, as we just learned now, that every tzitzis that you wear, you're fulfilling a mitzvah. That's a simple understanding, and the proof is, the Shulchan Aruch that we just learned now, that every time you put a tzitzis on, really, you make a bracha. Yeah, it's true if you put a lot of them on simultaneously, you won't have to make, but really, each of them makes a bracha. So if you have a hefsek, you'd make another bracha. So each of them is a mitzvah on its own. So the simple understanding of Chaim Pinchas is that he did it because adding more mitzvahs and more mitzvahs. But of course, there's a lot of mitzvahs like that that you can just, there must be more to it. Reb Chaim Pinchas. So one of the Talmidim of Reb Chaim Pinchas was once approached. And he said, why does your Rebbe wear so many tzitzis? Well, what's the secret of Reb Chaim Pinchas? Why does he wear so many tzitzis? And he answered, the Moedig answered, I've forgotten exactly which one of his Talmidim, or maybe his son, Reb Simcha, or maybe one of his Talmidim, and he said as follows. He said that, first, I will try to understand all the other Mahalchim and Pshotim, Reb Chaim Pinchas, with so many Sforim, on the Ktsois, on the Shas, it was so many from. First, I'll try to understand all the other pshatim that the Chaim Pinchas said on Shas, on Psokim, on Alocha, and then I'm going to try to understand that. This is just one aspect of the Chaim Pinchas. The Chaim Pinchas godless was in Shas and in Poskim and in Alocha. After this, we can try to understand that. It's just, that's the godless of Chaim Pinchas. And I will continue with Hashem with Hemshech tomorrow, Mitzvah.